Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Celebrating. You should be too. She's gone. She's gone. But not forgotten. Ilhan Omar. That is gone. But not forgotten. All right. Thank you, Bobby. Bobby Palermo. And we use him for special occasions like what we just had going here. Welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer here in Tampa, Florida, along with FM 93.7. We broadcast the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on a third watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. In particular, our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women going coast to coast, border to border. And, of course, our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers delivering the mail and the packages that they have to keep America moving along, too. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys who are delivering the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And, of course, we've got our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers, too, all part of that great puzzle that we call America. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, and we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and let's go out to California, A, and pick up our professor of politics. That would be none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yes, yes, and yes, and it's 69 degrees here. It's a little bit cloudy, but we can handle that. It beats the alternative, right? And it's still storming out in the Midwest, parts of the Midwest, Texas, that should be winding down today, Oklahoma, What a mess they got out there. But it's time for us to say the pledge. So are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices and beliefs. Well, I played that song because Ilhan Omar, by a vote of 218 to 211, pretty much strictly along party lines, was voted off the committee that she was on, the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and sent back to the basement to start over again because of her anti-Semitic and just boo-hoo, wah-wah, poor me, anti-American attitude. I've been sick of it for years. I know you have. I know just about everybody in our listening audience has been. A few people stood up and said, well, they're censoring her. They're censoring her. I don't care what they're doing. They're shutting her up and getting her off a committee. And more, we need to get Tlaib in that bunch. And you got an audio you want to play there, I believe, that had AOC sounding off after all this, right?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. AOC is not happy about this. Let's listen in to what she said in the House earlier.
About here is also one of the disgusting legacies after 9/11 has been the targeting and racism against Muslim Americans throughout the United States of America. And this is an extension of that legacy. Consistency, there is nothing consistent with the Republican Party's continued attack, except for the racism and incitement of violence against women of color in this body.
So there you have it. She was pretty upset about this whole thing, you can tell.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Weren't the hijackers that took down those planes, weren't they all Muslim?
Well, they were, in fact. But what she's doing, I think what Omar is doing, is trying to sort of make this. This is not the reason she's not on these committee, on this committee. That's
no.
Not it.
No. But here's the rest of my point. Were they not members of a group called Al-Qaeda?
Well, of course, yes.
Which was a radical Muslim group. Doesn't mean all Muslims are radical, but it means those people were. So she's barking up the wrong tree. Meanwhile, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're going to come back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch and continue this conversation. And if you want to get in on it, 877-969-8600. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I will take it away. Thanks, Kyle. We'll get right back to Kyle in a minute after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I take every single day. I've been taking it for 9 years plus, and I take it because it works. Now, what's great about it is I have inflammation in my ankles and legs and other parts of my body that I've injured before, and it'll start to hurt in different shoulder, and my back, my hip, my ankle, my feet, my wrists, all things that I've broken bones and whatnot. And I take the Aleve in the morning, and everything stops, and I go back to normal, and I feel great. Once in a while, I have to take a second dose, and when I do, it's the same process. Everything gets taken care of, and I feel great again. Now, the reason that happens is because of the all-natural ingredients that are in Relief Factor. That would be the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which goes straight to the source of the pain. Wherever it is, it takes care of your natural response to inflammation, and the inflammation is what it is that causes the pain. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. So, if you're suffering, you owe it to yourself to go over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go to that website. Order the three-week quick starts, $19.95 for the three-week quick start, and you'll find out what it'll do, and I'm sure the product will work for you. Get it started, get in your system, and away you go. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. And, Kyle, what do you like to say about Relief Factor?
Well, all you have to lose is pain.
Amen to that one, brother. Okay, now, let's move on over to the telephone line here, because we've got Bagam and Bob on the line. Okay, did you enjoy my rant?
Well, tonight I wanted to be the early bird and get in early.
Well, you're there.
Two things. One, Chinese weather balloon. Why the heck aren't we shooting that thing down? What an atrocity that is. The second thing is, I saw a movie on YouTube, which is free, by the way, and it jives in very nicely with the thing where I saw on the news where the pastor says that our transitioning away from morals is really hurting the country. And this is true, really, whether no matter what your belief system is. And especially, and he also mentions especially the distinction between men and women and how that line is blurry. And the name of the movie that I like, and I think it dovetails in really nice with this thing, it's free. It's on YouTube. It's called Time Changer. It's about a Bible school professor from the 1890s is transported into modern times and his abhorrence with what has become of this country. All right. That's it, Captain.
All right. Well, the weather balloon is pretty simple. Do we know what's inside that weather balloon, Kyle?
Not that I'm aware of, but it is being described as a spy balloon. Not just a weather balloon, but a spy balloon.
What if there's, say, COVID inside that balloon? Or the plague? What if there's that inside the balloon?
Well, that's a very good question. We do understand, though, too, Captain, that it looks like you had F-22s. They were mobilized in Montana, as a matter of fact.
Sure they were.
And Canada is talking about a potential second incident involving, evidently, a balloon. But we haven't heard anything yet from Beijing on this.
No, there's more than one balloon, and they put them up there, and they may be, in fact, spy balloons. But because those are that's something that's done, and it's done in such a way, and the balloons are made out of such a material that while you might see the balloon physically from the ground, you might not see it on radar.
Right, yeah, they may have absorption materials or have some other kind of technology that that helps to keep them a very low radar signature, I'm sure.
But my point is the reason that we just didn't jump on this and shoot it down is we have no idea what's inside the balloon.
That's right. So if it comes crashing to Earth, it would obviously bring whatever could be a payload of any kind. That's right.
Well, I'm thinking, and a lot of other people are thinking, it could be another plague to affect the world. And this may be their new way of doing it.
Right, exactly. Well, they saw how it worked when people got on airplanes and went somewhere the first time around, I guess.
Yeah. Now, what was the other thing that he mentioned?
I mentioned a movie on YouTube.
All right. Well, that's fine. You want to watch a movie on YouTube, go have at it. But depends on what it is. I don't usually watch movies on YouTube because that means that you got to have the computer running all the time, and I don't have the computer running all the time. So there you go. But I suppose it has some merit, so go check it out. We are going to mention something, though, about what today means in the next segment, and I think I teased you with that. Didn't I send you that? Didn't you your note package right there at the end?
I believe so, yes. Yes, we're going to check it out. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's about the four chaplains, and today is the day that we remember four chaplains that did something utterly amazing over in England, what they tried to do in 1943 during World War II when the USS Dorchester went down. And they took it upon themselves to try to rescue members of the crew, losing their lives. We're going to explain that, what that's all about. It's quite a story. Now, going back to Kevin McCarthy, he mentioned that he supports House hearings on the DirecTV action against Newsmax, which is clearly censorship on the part of DirecTV. Now, I know a lot of people who used to have DirecTV, and because of this, they dropped it, and they said that we're going to go with Dish TV now. Well, you know, Dish TV is no angel on this either. They've been in the middle of all this at one time or another, too. You know that, right?
Of course.
So why do you even need to have a satellite television to watch Newsmax when it's available for free on the Internet?
Well, that's right. I believe you can probably even download their app if you have such a thing like the Apple.
Yeah, I have it on my phone.
Right, exactly. So you're able to access Newsmax. I think it looks like a political decision. I wonder whether or not the hearings and so forth would have a direct effect on it, because DirecTV can always say this is our business decision that we're making. So I think there has to be a lot more going on here before we get to some other conclusion on it. But I think people see it for what it is, and they're dropping DirecTV. And that's probably the most effective way that the consumers and the viewers can actually communicate their displeasure to DirecTV, because they want to make money too. And if they stop making money, then they have to realize, oh, wait a minute, you know, we have to have programming that people like.
Well, we've got Joe Biden, our president, and our Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, singing Kumbaya, as they join hands to start talking about the budget and other things, and to see if they can come up with some agreements. And Joe Biden sounded like as if, yes, we're going to have some serious conversations, and yes, we're going to try to reach some reasonable points here and see what we can do. So that sounds promising, doesn't it?
Well, it sure does. And, you know, in his speech, we talked about let's all just sort of kind of join hands again a little bit and start treating each other with respect. He actually went on to try to either rewrite the Declaration of Independence like Vice President Harris did. He put back life and liberty, but then he just said, et cetera. So Harris the other day said we only have liberty in the pursuit of happiness. Joe Biden comes along and says we have life, liberty, et cetera. I don't know who to believe anymore.
Not them.
So I don't know. In other words, I think this is important, right? The vice president office and the president's office, they just don't communicate on what the declaration says.
Do you think?
I just had to throw that in there, you know.
Do you think?
Exactly.
All right. Now, we're getting something coming across the wire here, and this is rather unique. I'll read the headline because I'm going to check out the story during the break, and we might come back with that along with our other thing about the four chaplains. Biden, it says Biden secured $250,000 line of credit against his Delaware beach home amid the Hunter probe doc scandal. Now, I don't know, because I was told that that home was owned by Joe Biden.
Right.
So
exactly.
we need to get to the bottom of that. So don't go anywhere, folks. We are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood where I'm at. I hope it's a nice day where you're at. Should be, anyway. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Over 600 children are being united with their parents thanks to the Biden administration. Thursday marked the two-year anniversary of Biden's Family Reunification Task Force, which was created in response to former President Trump's zero-tolerance policy, which separated thousands of families. The task force announced they've reconnected over 600 children with family members, although many more still remain separated. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump says that the release of additional footage related to the beating of Tyree Nichols at the hands of Memphis police officers could connect all the dots. Crump, who is representing Nichols' family, says that everyone was under the impression they had all footage, but that he hopes the new release will be everything. The owner of the New England Patriots wants Tom Brady to retire as a member of the team. Speaking with CNN, Robert Kraft said, "We will do everything in our power to bring him back, have him sign off as a Patriot." He said New England fans are clamoring for the iconic quarterback to sign a one-day contract to retire as a Patriot. I'm Julio Flores.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You know, I will take it right away. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friend, MyPillow, Mr. MyPillow, Mike Lindell. Now, his website, MyPillow 2.0, is coming back with a whole bunch of new products, and in particular, a brand new pillow line. Now, these pillows he's got now are even cooler, keep you cooler at night, than the ones he had before. They come in all different sizes. You can order what you want. You buy one, you get one for free. You heard me right. You buy one, you get one for free. That's a big deal. And the pillows work. I know. I've got the older ones. I've got two of them, and they work. Now, I'm curious to see, because I did order the new ones to see what would happen. I'm curious to see how that works out and if it actually does keep you cooler. And when I get them, I start using them, I'll let you know, because there was, you know, just like any other pillow, at a certain length of time, it's going to warm up a little bit. You're going to feel the heat in some way or fashion. But this one apparently won't do it. It'll stay colder longer and keep you more comfortable longer. So go to the website, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page that's right there. Click on that little door. Go in there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, the promo code CAPTAIN, and you can get whatever you want. Tremendous discounts. There's products in there marked down 80%, as well as a buy one, get one on the brand new pillow, MyPillow. Check it out. See if Mike Lindell's outdone himself this time, and you'll know what I know. All right, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay. We were talking before we went to break about our great president and Speaker of the House, and we talked about Omar getting booted off the committee, and we also, you played the video, the audio of Ayak going ballistic, and Tlaib, who jumped in the bandwagon there too. I mean, this is all, these people lost it yesterday. They're absolutely crazy. And the person that we did not hear from was Nancy Pelosi. You find it rather odd?
Well, to some degree, maybe. To a great degree, I think that Nancy Pelosi is sort of taking a step back because she's not in a leadership position right now. I think she's looking for the exit door. She wants to be the ambassador, I believe, to the Vatican. I think that's what we've heard. So she may not want to sort of get embroiled in all of this at this point, or she just hasn't come up with the right thing to say yet. That being said, we understand that Nancy Pelosi may be one of those who are trying to give a nudge to Dianne Feinstein to not run for the Senate again. So she's still active, but maybe didn't want to get involved in this yet.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. How's that? Now, the Biden's descriptions of the border, particularly when some members say that it's secure, is kind of like a clown show, so says Representative Pat Fallon. He said that on Newsmax yesterday. Now, he said they are terribly incompetent, and it looks as if this is deliberate because they're just not telling the truth. He's a Texas congressman. He said, how in the world can you describe this border as being secure when we've never had a month in our history of over 200,000 illegal border crossings, yet the last 10 months in a row, there have been over 200,000?
Well, that's right. Well, it's kind of Orwellian, isn't it? It's just the, you know, oh, we've never been at war with East Asia. Or, you know, this, you know, fans of the book might remember something similar to that. I hope I have the quote right. But Captain, it's no, the border's secure. Well, this is the message. Well, sure, it's secure. But of course, it's not. And then they'll send Joe Biden down somewhere near the border, but he won't see anything because they will have cleaned up all the homeless encampments in the city as a, you know, in anticipation of his visit. So it's all about a narrative. But unfortunately, Captain, so many Americans know the difference between the narrative and the reality.
All right, now here's the latest coming out of CENTCOM regarding the balloon. The U.S. is tracking a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon, one of might be two, a second one further up the line in Canada. These have been spotted over U.S. airspace for a couple of days, but the Pentagon decided not to shoot them down because of risks of harm to people on the ground, plus what might be in the balloons. That's the latest.
Exactly right. We understand it was, I believe, at the Billings, Montana airport. They issued an entire ground stop, Captain, as they mobilized the F-22 fighter jets to perhaps go and shoot these things down or at least investigate them. And, of course, the Pentagon did advise the president not to shoot them down at this point. But, of course, these balloons, we understand they operate about 80,000 to 120,000 feet in the air, well above commercial traffic, of course.
Well, if you took a look at the balloon and saw the pictures of it from the ground, it's a huge balloon. It's kind of like putting two semi-trailers together end-to-end and just spinning them around and around.
Well, exactly. But we've seen other spy balloons, evidently, have come over the United States in recent times. But the tensions between China and the United States, of course, are getting worse, shall we say. And also, I think President Biden is supposed to go visit China here pretty soon in the near term. This was agreed to in November, I believe.
He's going in February.
Okay, yeah, so very, very near term. So this is going to, of course, be on the list of things to ask the president about. So we'll see if there's anything that will come of it. Hopefully, he will talk to the leaders in Beijing about it, but I don't think it's going to get anywhere, so don't hold your breath.
Well, here's something else that should be on the list. Just when you thought you were out of the weather in the Midwest, the freezing cold temperatures are moving to the Northeast and dropping down into parts of the Midwest where we're going to have a lot of below zero weather this weekend.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's very, very cold. Wind chill factors is are also going to be a factor. So you got to button up, no doubt.
And airlines, of course, canceled more than 700 flights across the U.S. yesterday because of ice and sleet and frigid temperatures that have forced thousands of flight disruptions since Monday. I guess they finally figured out they'd canceled something like 3,500 flights total since Monday.
Right. Well, and you know, earlier on February 2nd, Groundhog Day, Punxsutawney Phil came out and saw his shadow, right? And so 6 more weeks of winter, so those cold temperatures will continue, I'm afraid.
Okay, I'm glad you said that, because can we get a round of applause for Phil? Okay. Yeah, that's for Phil. Mrs. Phil was spotted down here on the beach, by the way. Thank you, guys. Okay, Mrs. Phil was spotted down here on the beach. You know that, right?
Yeah, she moved to Florida.
Yeah, and it's really, upstate New York is just miserable right now. I'm going back here. I'm going to go see what's going on with my friends in Minnesota, see what's going on with George up there. Let's see what we got here. 10 below zero is the actual temperature. 23 below is what it feels like.
Wow.
That's Minneapolis.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, well, I'm sure it's very, very cold. And so certainly all the folks listening to us in those areas, so we're with you in spirit. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and Cleveland, it's 20 degrees above, but it feels like 7 below.
Wow.
Cleveland.
Yep. Again, I think that would be the wind chill, wouldn't it?
Probably. And then
yeah.
I'm going to do one more. I'm going to go to upstate New York, see what I get here. One more. Come on here anytime you want. Okay, 16 degrees in Binghamton. Feels like 9 below zero.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
Yep.
Well, in Idaho Falls right now, it's 2 degrees. Yeah. It's 2 degrees.
I don't think so.
Not 3.
I think I like it.
Yeah.
I think I like it where I'm at. You know, I'm looking at the temperature again. Right now it's 70. It went up a good degree since we came on, so I'll take that.
Yeah. Well, sure. Why not? Well, where I'm at in Southern California, it's 51. But still, far cry from what a lot of people are enduring early this morning across the country in those cold temperatures.
It is going to be miserable today, so I don't envy anybody. And stay warm. Bundle up. Stay warm. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. First one of the night. We will get into all those temperatures, and it's still snowing in certain parts of the country. But we'll be back with more. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Driving in my car, heading for the long haul. Taking my dream.
Rocking the Blues Away, AC/DC, starting it out tonight. What do you think, Kyle?
I love it. That's right. Yeah, that's a more recent AC/DC song, about 2014, I think. And, yeah, Rocking the Blues Away.
Yep, and they were, and they did, and they are. All right, well, let me take a look over here. A powerful cold front is going to sweep completely through the northeastern part of the United States by Friday morning to deliver a glancing shot of Arctic air all across the region through Saturday afternoon. Now, dangerous wind chills are likely, and widespread wind chills warnings and advisories are going to be posted for the entire area up through New England, through parts of the Northeast today and tomorrow. Now, even though it's a a short-lived blast, it's going to be absolutely miserable for the people up there that have been missing out on snow. And there's nothing worse when you get around a big area where they usually have snow cover on the ground than to have freezing cold weather and that ice-cold pavement out there to just multiply the effects of the cold weather.
Yes, exactly.
So what's going on out west?
All right, Captain. Well, out west, we're looking, of course, for some rain to be coming in for Portland on Friday and into the weekend. It looks like Seattle certainly on Friday and Saturday. You're going to have some rain coming in there right now, I should say. But right now, you've got a wind advisory up in the Seattle area. We continue with the winter storm watch in parts of Northern California, especially if you're coming across I-80 coming out of Reno. You got a winter storm watch going on there right now. But right now it's 23 degrees up on Donner Pass. The weather does say fair right now, so hopefully it's pretty smooth sailing, except for the cold. But as you head into western Nevada, coming out of California up through Reno, it looks like you're going to continue with the winter storm being expected there. It's going to continue to impact that area starting Saturday night, we understand. If you're looking at wind gusts, we got that for you as well in this area, up to about 45 miles an hour, and snow levels are going to start out about 5,000 feet, so you want to be aware of that if you're coming up through the mountains of any kind in that area. So please do be careful out there. We don't have a whole lot more on the map to talk about. We just have some high winds up in northern Montana, and we've also got a high wind warning in Cheyenne, Wyoming, as you come through I-80 up through Laramie and up towards, of course, Elk Mountain there, I believe, and that's, again, another high wind warning. So please do be careful out there. More next hour.
Okay, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, northern part of Illinois, most of Michigan, especially the Upper Peninsula and the lower part of Michigan, part of in Indiana, part of Ohio, and upstate New York, you are just going to have miserably cold temperatures today. Miserably cold temperatures. On top of that, there's a possibility you might be able to get some snow. It wouldn't be a lot. It would be just enough to let everybody know that you had snow on a day when it was freezing cold. Now, you do have some lingering effects of the weather with the ice and whatnot, especially around Memphis, Tennessee, right along the river there, I-40, I-55 down into Mississippi, and then coming up into Indiana. Some of the roads are still not in great shape, so be advised of that. Right down along the Gulf of Mexico, we do have a storm developing there. The panhandle of Florida tonight, we've got some offshore things going on and some heavy rain out in front of it. That should be moving along to the east later today, and we'll just have to see what happens there. Could be a lot of rain, could be little bit of rain, could be some thunderstorms, could be just some general rain altogether. We don't know yet. Now, taking a look at New England, definitely a wind chill and winter advisory up there. There's a heavy snow warning right now in effect for the northeastern tip of Maine. And we can also see that we've got a gale warning from Nova Scotia hugging the coastline all the way down to, let's see here, all the way down to the Chesapeake Bay, Virginia, Maryland, that area. So be advised of that. And that's about what I got looking at the weather there, Kyle. What do you think?
Well,
Well, that's exactly right. But those cold temperatures, Captain, are brutal.
Yeah, it's going to be multiplied because of the wind. Okay, tell us about the pilot in Plain J and why people might want to hunker down there today.
Well, you want to hunker down at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers because they're going to, number one, have the fuel you need, the supplies you need, and also something great to eat as well, and other great amenities for our truckers out there, professional drivers, and, of course, travelers as well, and even RVers. So you want to pull into the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center. Go to pilotflyingj.com. They have a great and easy-to-use locations function right there on their website where you can find the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center, plan your trip accordingly. Now, also, when you pull in, you want to be sure that you're a member of the My Rewards Plus app. That's the My Rewards Plus app. You can download it right there at Pilot or Flying J. You can get it for your iOS or Android device. And when you do that, you're going to start stretching your wallet because with the My Rewards Plus app, you're going to start enjoying 2 free drinks every week, get special offers on food, drinks, snacks, and other great gear, and Bluetooth accessories, for example, that they have at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Also, when you activate Push for Points, you can earn up to 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Try that instead of 15 fills with the other guys. So cruise on over to the Pilot and Flying J Travel Center nearest you, pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, sounds like a winner. And by the way, folks, don't forget, when we come back, we're going to be talking some more about Congressman James Comer and his committee. And they're going to be interviewing the Bidens, who they now call the crime family, the Biden crime family. How about that, Kyle?
Well, that's right. Well, I mean, they're investigating some of these different things, and, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where it goes.
Yep, and it looks like as if Hunker's lawyering up because they just got a home escrow loan of $250,000 for some reason.
Yeah, we understand that, yeah, Biden's Rehoboth, I think that's how you pronounce it, Beach property.
Rehoboth, yep.
Yeah, exactly. So he took out a $250,000 line of credit, and they bought it back in 2017, by the way, for $2.74 million. So, yeah, that's a lot of equity right there.
Well, that must be Hunter's expense account.
It's something. Yeah, we don't know yet, but it's something. Yeah.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to head to the top of the hour news. We'll be back after that with hour number two. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.